Welcome to the Academic Writing Podcast,
brought to you by the Higher School of Economics.
My name is Imani.
And my name is Grant. And today's podcast is dedicated to describing evidence.
Now you'll hear a short sample text based on the words that you'll hear in today's podcast. While you're listening to the text, please think about the following questions. Who developed the first seed bank? What are some properties of the plants saved in seed banks?
A body of evidence supports the importance of seed banks, a method of preserving genetic diversity in plant species. In seed banks, scientists gather thousands of plants and seed samples from all over the world. The seed banks' focus on rare or historic plant species stems from the fact that commercially grown food crops only represent a fraction of the many varieties of plants. For example, there is abundant evidence that 90% of the types of wheat grown in China within the last 100 years are now extinct. Data from numerous studies show that reliance on just a few species of all crops is highly problematic, as plant diseases can easily spread and endanger the world's food supply. The world's first seed bank was established in 1926 by Russian botanist Nikolai Vavilov, who drew attention to the fact that a massive collection of plants could play a role in ending world hunger. To support this hypothesis, the plants collected in seed banks have numerous unique attributes, including resistance to disease, drought, parasites, and extreme hot and cold temperatures. These plants may also have medicinal properties that can yield new cures and treatments. Scientists around the world have established the fact that the plants in seed banks may provide the key to feeding the world's population.
Now we'll hear our vocabulary words one by one.
The first phrase is to support the hypothesis. This is a wonderful phrase for introducing a series of reasons that support your main idea in your paper.
As an example, detectives such as Sherlock Holmes and Hercule Poirot are such experts. They collect evidence from a crime scene and then draw logical conclusions from the evidence to support the hypothesis that, for example, person M committed the crime.
So here you see the two detectives gather evidence in support of their hypothesis.
The singular form is hypothesis and the plural form is hypotheses with S-E-S at the end instead of S-I-S. Again, that's to support the hypothesis.
The next phrase is body of evidence. Body of evidence can be used to reference all of the gathered research and all of the gathered evidence that you have so far in your research project.
Yeah, this is a great phrase to use when you're summarizing a literature review.
Right, so you've done all of your research and you've gathered a body of evidence that you can then use to support your hypothesis. So an example of how you could use this in real life would be a growing body of evidence shows that exposure to something may cause adverse health effects.
Again, that's body of evidence. Our next word is the facts. You may not know that you can use a whole bunch of different verbs to describe things that you might do with the facts. So, for example, you can say to establish the facts, which means to discover or prove the facts of a situation.
The opposite of establishing facts would be distorting facts, which would mean to twist or change facts, ideas, or and so forth, so that they are no longer correct or true. So, for example, newspapers are often guilty of distorting the truth, or biased data often distort facts, for example.
Or, its perspective, by being one-sided, must necessarily distort the facts.
So you can see here that, on the one hand, an individual is establishing facts, whereas on the other hand, an individual is distorting the facts.
Again, that's to establish or distort the facts.
Another phrase that you'll run into often, and that can be very handy, is undeniable facts, which are facts that are commonly assumed to be true and are commonly accepted. For example, the undeniable facts that he presented really added credibility to his work.
And this just highlights the fact that you can use both other verbs and adjectives in front of the facts to establish what kind of facts they are and what you're doing to them.
Certainly. So here we're talking about undeniable facts, whereas in another situation, we might be talking about questionable facts, facts that perhaps are not true. Again, that's undeniable facts.
Our next phrasal verb is to stem from. To stem from means to be the cause of something. So basically, if B stems from A, it means that A is the cause of B, or that B resulted from A.
Let's look at this in an example. Most people's insecurities stem from something that happened in their childhood. So, for example, their childhood caused their insecurities. We see a causal relationship when we use the word to stem from.
Or you could say, organizational rent is shown to stem from imperfect and discretionary decisions to develop and deploy selected resources and capabilities.
Again, the word is to stem from. Our next phrase is to pay attention to the fact that. This phrase can be very handy to introduce important facts that should not be overlooked by readers.
So you might say, it is more appropriate to pay attention to the fact that bonuses are responsive to labor market conditions in Japan. And again, this could be used when you're presenting a lot of information, but you really want to highlight something in particular.
That's to pay attention to the fact that.
So our last word is evidence, and its adjective form, it is evident. In the last podcast, we mentioned evidence in a more extensive way as one of our vocabulary words, but you can also use its adjective form, it is evident that, to talk about information that you are presenting.
Here I think it would be helpful to highlight different verbs and adjectives that can be used to describe evidence. For example, notice how the meaning of evidence changes with different verbs. We are looking for evidence to support a hypothesis. The lawyer searched the police archives to collect evidence.
In this paper, we consider the evidence found in a large body of literature. Civil cases require a preponderance of evidence to assign guilt.
We can also use adjectives to change the seriousness of evidence. So, for example, we rejected the hypothesis because the evidence presented was at best flimsy.
Or you could say, our paper provides strong evidence suggesting that the hypothesis is valid.
So here we have a great juxtaposition of flimsy evidence versus strong evidence. And again, this word was evidence. Now we'll hear Imani read the sample text again, just a little slower this time.
A body of evidence supports the importance of seed banks, a method of preserving genetic diversity in plant species. In seed banks, scientists gather thousands of plant and seed samples from all over the world. The seed banks focus on rare or historic plant species, stems from the fact that commercially grown food crops only represent a fraction of the many varieties of plants. For example, there is abundant evidence that 90% of the types of wheat grown in China within the past 100 years are now extinct. Data from numerous studies show that reliance on just a few species of all crops is highly problematic, as plant diseases can easily spread and endanger the world's food supply. The world's first seed bank was established in 1926 by Russian botanist Nikolai Vavilov, who drew attention to the fact that a massive collection of plants could play a role in ending world hunger. To support this hypothesis, the plants collected in seed banks have numerous unique attributes, including resistance to disease, drought, parasites, and extreme hot and cold temperatures. These plants may also have medicinal properties that can yield new cures and treatments. Scientists around the world have established the fact that the plants and seed banks may provide the key to feeding the world's population. So now we have a few questions to just jog your memory and to guide your review of vocabulary words. What phrase could you use to describe a source that lends credibility to your theory? To support the hypothesis.
Which of today's words addresses the combined support for a hypothesis? Body of evidence.
Which phrase could you use to describe an article that misuses scientific evidence so that the presentation is misleading? To distort the facts.
Which of today's phrasal verbs suggests a cause-effect relationship? To stem from.
Thanks for listening to the Academic Writing Podcast,
brought to you by the Higher School of Economics. My name is Grant.
And my name is Imani.
Be sure to check us out at academics.hse.ru/podcasts, where you can find a PDF version of today's cast.
You can also download our podcasts on iTunes. Thanks for listening.